Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Here in Colorado, we've got some 60-degree weather this week, which is pretty cool. And I hear that you folks in Dallas are getting a little bit cooler this week too. So, but I was in Dallas last week, and boy, it was smoking. But one thing that was really cool, I visited Bedford on Thursday morning, and the team there just really impressed me. There was actually a patient. It wasn't our patient. It was a clinic patient next door, and the patient fell in the parking lot. And what was incredible is how the team at Bedford went into action, like literally took control of the situation. Our doctor, our radiologist went out there. Our staff was out there showing empathy and just whatever they could do to help. And you know, so you folks at Bedford, I just want you to know how impressed I was last week. You guys really, really encouraged me and blessed me. And I know that happens across the company on a regular basis. So you all are champions, and what you do every day is really inspiring. So what I want to talk about today is something that Jared Oldham spoke about a couple weeks ago in a meeting that I was in. And if you don't know Jared, I'm sure most people do, but if you don't know him, he's our chief development officer. He's been with the company 10 years and just an amazing, amazing person. But anyway, he was at a seminar, he and his wife, and the person was talking about love and something along the lines of, you know, sometimes we say I love you to our children or to our loved ones or to whoever it is, and we use that word a lot, and it can almost get watered down. So you can walk out the door, I love you kids, or I love you honey, or I love you whoever, and then you just kind of go on, and so the term love can even be watered down itself. And so what Jared mentioned is that it's good to slow down every once in a while and actually tell the person why you love them. So if I'm sitting with my son or daughter, like, Ridge, I love you because A, B, and C. Or Viviana, I love you because you are this. And to really go into detail as to why you love somebody. So I just thought that was a really cool message that Jared said, you know, brought, and as a reminder that not to let love be watered down by just life, but actually take love and sow into somebody's life and let them know why you love them. So hope it's an encouragement to you today. It certainly was to me. Thanks, Jared, for sowing that into my life, and have a great day, everybody. Live a life of love.